AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The truce in Gaza soon to expire, with just one more hostage release pending today. But there's a global push to extend the halt in fighting. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller reports the CIA director is involved in the talks.
Bill Burns is in the region carrying out, like we've seen over the last several weeks, highly sensitive negotiations, pivotal back channel with the Israelis, with some other regional partners. And he's trying to find ways of extending the temporary truce.
The U.S. military is investigating the crash of an Osprey aircraft with six people on board off the southern coast of Japan. Here's our Jennifer King.
The number of occupants was revised downward from earlier reports. One crew member recovered from the ocean has been pronounced dead. A spokesperson for Japan's Coast Guard says they found debris and also an empty life raft, but the cause of the crash and status of the five other occupants was not immediately known.
Most of the snow has stopped after a lake effect storm dumped about a foot or more of precipitation from Cleveland to Pennsylvania to upstate New York. East of Lake Ontario, 2 feet fell in some places. A private burial service today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter after yesterday's public service that included the current president and first lady and many of their predecessors. The Carters' grandson had fond remembrances, as our Sagar Magani reports.
Grandson Jason called her down to earth, remembering a Delta flight where she pulled out a Tupperware of pimento cheese and a loaf of bread.
And she just started making sandwiches.
First for the grandkids, and then everybody else.
People were sitting there like, Rosalynn Carter just made me this sandwich, you know?
From Paris comes a prediction the global economy, which has been surprisingly resilient this year despite the strain of wars, is expected to falter next year. This is AP News. Sean Diddy Combs has temporarily stepped down as the chairman of the Revolt cable television network as he faces sexual abuse allegations.
Revolt TV says on social media, Sean Diddy Combs had no operational or day-to-day role, but his stepping away will allow the company to focus. Combs was a founder of Revolt in 2013 with the aim of amplifying black storytellers and advancing hip-hop culture. Combs did not comment on the move. Singer Cassie had filed a lawsuit 2 weeks ago accusing Combs of rape and abuse. They settled the lawsuit a day later. Two more women came forward last week with lawsuits accusing Combs of sexual abuse. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Emirati Sultan, who will be presiding over the upcoming UN COP28 climate talks, is denying a BBC report that alleges his nation planned to use that summit to work an oil and gas deal. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.